Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 241 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now, on the advice of NerdLabs001, a fan who hit me up on Gmail, I'm just going to do a quick podcast because, yeah, I'm at sea. I'm on a ship. I got lousy internet. Sometimes on a ship, you get good internet. Right now, I'm working with dial-up. But I will work quick and try. He said, just do a quick podcast. Just let them know you're alive. So here I am. The big news this week, obviously, has been Michael Cohen. And it is and it isn't big news. It is big news to hear Trump's fixer, Trump's lawyer, actually confirm so many things we've heard about Donald Trump. The reason I think it's maybe not big news is it didn't change anyone's mind, right? The Republicans are still going to say that, you know, it's a hatchet job and that Cohen has no credibility, et cetera, et cetera. And the Democratic side is going to say, see, I told you. See, I told you. Listen, I think when your lawyer opens with that you're a racist and a con man, that's saying something. When he has the check stubs from the check, again, this is like Jussie Smollett. When will they learn, do not commit a crime by check? So the man has check stubs to show that you paid him back hush money that was paid to Stormy Daniels for the whole porn star sex scandal. When the man who knows your finances says that you lie to increase your finances when trying to make a deal and you lie to lower your finances when you have to pay taxes, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the good thing, the fun thing about Cohen's testimony was the level of I don't give a shit, because he was basically like, hey, listen, I'm already going to jail. I ain't got nothing to lose. Yeah, I lied before when I was trying to save my ass, but now I'm going to jail. So this is it. So it was interesting. The questioning was good. Of course, AOC nailed it pretty well. And you know, they got mad at her. A little more about AOC later. You know, I love that woman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman from New York. Badass. I love that woman. But anyway, so it was what it was. You saw it. You read it. You know what was said and what was lied about. Trump's side trip to Vietnam to talk to Kim Jong-un did nothing. He thought he could distract the news cycle. Nobody paid attention. And it was a complete failure. By the way, the orange idiot went over there, as he always does in diplomatic talks, completely unprepared, not knowing what he was talking about, not knowing, just thinking, I don't even know what he was thinking. But anyway, he went over there completely unprepared and ended up walking out before the talks were even done with nothing, because Kim Jong-un was like, how about this? How about I don't give up any missiles, any missile sites, any missile testing, and you remove all sanctions? You know, Kim Jong-un was playing that this guy's stupid. He'll probably go for it. I'll smile and tell him I'll put him up for put him up for a Nobel Peace Prize. Because, you know, you just appeal to world leaders know that Trump's an idiot. Trump's unprepared. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And all you have to do is appeal to his ego and he rolls over like a puppy. So the guy tried it. The ignorance is staggering. Now, mind you, his followers still follow. They still love him. There was a moment last week that was just absolutely beautiful at the White House. So, Robert Lighthizer, sorry, I don't know how to pronounce some of these names, but he's a lawyer. He's a White House lawyer, and he, you know, is intelligent, knows what he's talking about. So this happened at the White House. This is before the idiot went to Vietnam. So they're talking about trade deals with China, et cetera, et cetera. And this lawyer talks about the negotiators have been writing up several memorandums of understanding. And Trump says, I don't like memorandums of understanding or MOUs. You know, I want a contract. And Robert Lighthizer, geez, would these guys get simpler names? who's an actual lawyer, says, well, a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, is a contract. It's a legal agreement. And Trump's like, well no, I think you're... It is. And the guy just finally says, listen, I can't explain it anymore. We'll just call them trade agreements. Like, he basically had to dumb down a legal term for Trump to understand it. Meanwhile, the Chinese delegation there is just laughing because they're like, wow, how stupid is he? The world may never know. Speaking of Trump's and just being out of touch and just garbage people, they're garbage people. They're just, there's no redeeming humanity to these people. Garbage people. Ivanka Trump, pretty garbage. That's what she is. Pretty. She's pretty garbage. So, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Can I just say AOC? Because I love that even better. She's part of the Green Deal. And part of this deal is talking about a universal basic income. Now, you can look at this two ways. You can look at the universal basic income as, does it mean that there's a minimum wage, but the minimum wage is a living wage? Or some say that there should be a minimum amount of money that people have, and that money's given to them by the government. Either way, this is what she's talking about. So Ivanka says, quote, I don't think most Americans in their heart want to be given something. People want to work for what they get. So I think this idea of a guaranteed minimum is not something most people want. Ivanka Trump, someone who has never worked for anything, just absolutely everything given to her, millions of dollars in inheritance money, real estate, these favorable merchandise deals with China done because her father is the president, and we don't even know how illegal that gets and how many, you know, conflicts of interest and so on. It'd be different if she said, speaking as someone who has a guaranteed income for absolutely nothing, I don't think it's a good idea, right? If she's just said, you know, if you want to talk about a guaranteed income for doing nothing, I am an expert. Let me tell you what that's like. If she had said that, maybe. But instead, she tried to challenge AOC, and she got crushed on the internet, as she should. Continuing, I said this last night. People are like, what are you doing after the cruise? I'm seriously considering going to Washington, D.C. and just getting a job as a black friend, right? They're hiring black friends. Like, all these Republicans, all these racists are like, you know, I need a black friend. And it's a six-figure income. Hey, there's a guaranteed minimum. If you're black, go to D.C., get a job as a friend. Get a job as an official black friend. Six-figure incomes. They're handing out checks. You know they like checks, especially for criminal activity. So Mark Meadows, a racist congressman from North Carolina, at the Cohen hearings, he brings a black woman who works somewhere on Trump's staff to prove Trump can't be a racist. This woman, she wasn't just black. She was from Birmingham. You know, Birmingham black, that good Southern black. Those are even better. I got one. I brought it to show. And I'm not disrespecting the woman. This woman has a job. And she you know, if a congressperson says, go, she can't say no. She's got her life to deal with, her bills, her expenses, all that stuff. So I'm not knocking her. She's just a victim of circumstance here. But anyway, Meadows brings her and puts her on display. And Rashida Tlaib, the Democratic congresswoman from Michigan, who happens to be a Muslim, who they really don't like her. She's out to blow up the world or something like that. I'm not sure. Not sure what her plot is. We'll get to that later. But anyway, she said during the hearing that using a black woman as a prop was racist in itself. So not only are you a racist, you prove it by bringing a black woman, at which time, of course, Meadows said, hey, not only do I have black friends, I got black relatives. I got little black babies somewhere. I think they call them nieces or nephews or something like that. Well, he kind of also, listen, here's the thing. The internet never goes away. People are like, Alonzo, you should run for office. You know why I'll never run for office? Because the internet never goes away. And there's shit out there. And I know it. So this idiot says, I'm not a racist, blah, blah, blah. And of course, what comes up? One of his speeches. He was one of those Tea Party guys. Remember the Tea Party when they ran around in their little hats? Yeah, whatever happened to those idiots? I guess they sold their hats. So during a forum held by the Blue Ridge Tea Party Patriots, I'm guessing there aren't a lot of black members of the Blue Ridge Tea Party Patriots. During a forum held by the Blue Ridge Tea Party Patriots back in 2012, Meadows and fellow candidate Vance Patterson said, if we do our job from a grassroots perspective, we'll send him back to Kenya or wherever it is. He was talking about Barack Obama. We'll send Barack Obama back to Kenya. By the way, Meadows, who won that election in 2012? I believe it was the Kenyan. Anyway, so a racist is called out as a racist, denies being a racist, and the internet says, oh, no, you were a racist. So try to get a job as a black friend, and then maybe when you die, they'll make a good movie about you. Green Book won the Oscar. I can't say whether it's a good movie or not. I didn't see it. Ali was in it, and he won an Oscar. So I'm guessing it's a good film, but there's a lot of controversy over the disrespect paid to the family of the black man in whose story was told in a movie. That's a whole nother thing. Not going into that, because I'm trying to do a short podcast. All right, shifting gears from the horrible people in government and the garbage in the Trump family, let's look at kiddie porn, because, you know, this America. America's great. So Jan-Ruven Fuchtner. Wow, that's a bad name. Fuchtner. It's either Fuchtner or Fuchtner. It's German. I don't know. But he was a performer and illusionist in Las Vegas, and he's just been sentenced to 20 years in prison and fined $500,000 for the kiddie porn on his computer. R. Kelly is indicted again for videos surfacing of him having sex with a 14-year-old. Again. And an Arizona teacher, and these are the ones that I never understand when it's reversed, but an Arizona teacher, a 27-year-old woman, was having sex with a 13-year-old boy at the school and had another boy keeping an eye out while she was doing it. I don't even know how to explain that one. But anyway, so she's been charged with molestation of a child and furnishing harmful material and sexual conduct with a minor. So, it's good to know we got three child sex cases going on because, you know, we're doing good. We're always winning. I don't know. 27-year-old woman has sex with a 13-year-old boy. I know, I'm a piece of shit for saying it. It's an old joke. Every comic said it. But it's true. It's true. If I was a 13-year-old boy and a hot 27-year-old teacher wanted to do me, I'll risk being damaged for life. I'm just saying. I know it's a piece of shit joke, but it's right there, and I took it. Speaking of having sex. Okay, people, we're becoming lazier, and we're ordering food. And you got Grubhub and you know, a bunch of other Uber Eats and on, all these food delivery services, right? We're getting to where you can pretty much live on your couch and just tell Alexa or Siri what you want and it comes to the house. So Howard Matthew Webb, 31 years old, from Tennessee, in Tennessee, he's in trouble. Somebody ordered food from Dinner Delivered, okay, and they don't tip. These people are cheap. So Howard decided he was going to dip his testicles in their salsa. Okay, it's a shitty thing to do. It's low life, but he decides he's going to be funny and say, dip his testicles in their salsa. And he said, this is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for a 30-minute drive. His mistake? Video. Yeah, he recorded it. The driver recorded it while he was a passenger. I don't know who the driver was. I don't know what they was thinking. Who posts a video of them dipping their balls in your salsa and thinks they're not going to get caught. So now he's in jail, $45,000 bond. That, yeah, 89-cent tip, now you're looking at $45,000. So when you order food, tip the driver. And if you see a passenger in the car, throw him a couple of bucks too, because you never know if your salsa is going to be a little extra salty. Yeah, I said it. It's horrible, but I said it. Okay, one more week on the ship. I'm doing the Best of the 80s cruise next week, which is a crazy cruise, a lot of fun. But after that, the weekend of the 15th, 16th, and 17th, I will finally be back on dry land being funny. I'm heading to Tommy T's in Pleasanton. I missed it last year. I'll be there this year. I love Tommy T's. So, hey, if you're in the Bay Area, I'll see you there, all right? If you're from San Francisco, come on, drive across the bridge. It ain't that far, San Francisco, and you're going opposite traffic. Help me out. Tommy T's, March 15th, 16th, 17th. Who's paying attention? You are. Thank you.